apologize. I didn't have a chance to prepare anything. I was just, I went by plane. So on the plane, we were discussing what I planned to say at the end of this year. So I'll say in the beginning of this year. And this week's Sedra and Parshas told us, we read that Avraham Avinu was a very original thinker. Avraham Avinu was a very original thinker. The Gemara, the Medrash has an expression, had Kloyas Yoatzos. He figured out on his own all the mitzvahs. The Rebbe Shlom only told him about Bris Mila. Figured out everything on his own. And whenever you have someone as a big original thinker, so you have to have the next generation should be someone who's going to follow all of those traditions. So the Pasuk describes Yitzchak Avinu, that he dug the same wells that his father dug, and he gave them the exact same names that the father gave, because the Plishtim had blocked up, they had thrown in a lot of offer, Sitmon B'Of, Sitmon Plishtim. The Yitzchok, said the Zohar comments on that Pasuk, that Yitzchok represents Masorah. Yitzchok follows everything in the footsteps of his father. And then by Rav Boretz, there was a famine. Albat HaRav HaRishon HaShehaya B'mei Avraham. This is in addition to the famine in the days of Avraham Avinu. So the Pasuk says that Yitzchak Avinu was going to follow everything that Avraham Avinu did. He was going to go down to Egypt. That's what his father did. So he thought that's the Masor. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to Yitzchak, and he says, no, I'll tear it Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to go down. Your father was not a carbon oiler. You are Hukdash as a carbon oiler. And if you have a carbon and you take it, every carbon has a makam. Kachim Kalim, the makam is Yerushalayim. Kachim Kachim, the makam is the Azara. So if you take the carbon chutzlim kama, become nifsal biyotze. That's learned out from the pasuk. We have psukim like that, but it's also included in that pasuk. Obasa basoda treifa lo sachelu. The Gemara asks, why only basoda? If you have a treifa in this city, is also asa. The word basada has a connotation of kimenchiyasa basa chutzlam chitzasa in the esar. If the kachikachim are taken chutzl azar, even if you bring it back into the azar, you're not allowed to eat it. If the kachikalim are taken chutzl Yerushalayim, the whole makam of kachikalim, kachikachim are more restricted. There's man achila and the makam achila, and who can eat it? Kachikachim, only kohanim can eat it in the azar. And Kachim Kalim, you can eat, the Yisraelim can eat it, and Yerushalayim, and it has, usually, the Zman is longer. Kachim Kalim is normally Shnei Yamim V'Laylo Echad, Shlomim. And Kachim is very restricted, the Zman, the Mokam, and everything. So that's learned out from the Pasuk Basada, Kim Shotza Basad, Chutzlim Chitzosai, Ne'esar. And the Gemara says, included in Chutzlim Chitzosai is, let's say you have a Ben Pekua, a Shech, the pregnant cow. And at the time that I'm shechting the cow, there was a limb that was protruded. Even if the Uber pulls the limb back in before you shech the mother, that's called kibin shiatsa basa chutz mechitzasa in esar. Or if you have basa v'yeba hamadul dolim behema chay b'yof, you shecht an animal and it has a limb, one of the limbs. Sometimes if the leg is broken in the right place, it'll make the whole animal a trophy. Even if you shecht, you can't eat any of the flesh in the animal. But sometimes if you have a broken limb, so it doesn't make the whole animal a trophy. But from that point to the end of the leg, the front legs or the back legs to the end of the leg, that's called chutzlam chitzasa, that it's not where it should have been. It should have been stronger attached to the rest. So the din is that so the Rebbe Shlom told Yitzchak Avinu, you're not permitted to go to Mitzrayim mechutz l'aretz. You have to stay here. Gur baretz hazos. Where was eretz hazos? There it's Hevel Aza. That was Gaza. What we call today Gaza. Avraham Avinu was given eretz Zayin Amimim. I don't think he was given Hevel Aza. But then when Yitzchak went down to Gror and he planned to go to Mitzrayim, Baruch Shalom says, I'm giving you the Aza. This is also part of Eretz Yisrael. It belongs to the Jewish people. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So, Kozman, you stay in Hevel Aza, it's okay. You're not allowed to go down to Mitzrayim. it's interesting that then, that if you have a carbon, and you take a chutz l'mechitzas, it becomes nifsa b'yotzei. That only applies if you are magdish a carbon. You can roam around chutz l'Yerushalayim also. That din of karbonos hanifsa b'yotzei is only after you did the shechita, after you did the avodah rishona. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. The first avodah sadam is the shechita. So the Gemara says that sakin mekadesh. When you shech the animal, it endows the animal with more kedusha. What do you mean? It had kedusha from before. By behemoth, once you give kedusha's peh, has the full kedusha's haguf from his peach. So what's added? So that's what the Gemara says, sakam mekadesh, when you do the shechita. So the Kevus HaMishnah has a famous line. Kevus HaMishnah is one of the classical commentaries on the Rambam. Whenever there's a problematic Rambam that seems to contradict the Gemara, so the Lech HaMishnah works hard, he stands on his head to try to mimic Yashev, how the Rambam fits in with the Gemara. A lot of times in my Kevus HaMishnah will just read the Rambam differently, so it won't be difficult at all. He gives Pashup Shat in the Rambam, and it's not a kasha. Or they say the Rambam Paskin is like the Yerushalmi against the Babli, so you don't have to break your head to figure out how it fits into the Babli. That's a question. Why the Rambam Paskin is like the Yerushalmi against the Babli? Because the Rif in the end of Erevin writes that whenever there's a contradiction between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, we say, we follow the Yerushalmi because the Yerushalmi, we follow the Babli because the Babli was written later. Yerushalmi was written by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim. And the Bavli was written way later. It was completely edited by Ravina Ravashi. It wasn't written down till way later in the days of the Gaonim. But it was edited by Ravina Ravashi and it used to be cited by Peh. And the Rif assumes, this is questionable historically, the Rif assumes that the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. That's the question. How does the Rif know that that's true? Every so often there is a Bavli, there's a something in the Bavli where they're alluding to a story that appears in the Yerushalmi. But that doesn't necessarily prove that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. Maybe they knew the stories. Maybe there was a Sefer Agada that told a lot of stories. Maybe it was a popular story. But that's what the Rif says. So that is also a problem. Why the Rambam... Markevus HaMishnah shows that the Rambam a lot of times paskin like Yerushalmi against the Bavli, and the Bi'ur HaGro writes like that in a few places in the Bi'ur HaGro and Shulchan Aruch, Kedarka Lipsik Bekama Mekarmis Kedasa Yerushalmi Neged HaBavli. A lot of times on Rambams we see like that. So that's the question, why? But that's the question. The Shechita, when we say Sakin Mekadesh, when you say Hareza Oila, Hareza Shlama, Hareza Chatos, it already has the full Kedush Zaguf Lamizbech. So what's added? The Gemara says Sak Mekadesh. So that's what the Rekevus HaMishnah coins an expression. When you do the first Avodah, that gives it the shame Kedush Askor. Until then, it only has Kedush Zaguf Lamizbech. After you do the first Avodah, it has a Kedush Askor. The same is true, let's say, you have Menachas and Sochim. If I set aside a bottle of wine to bring a nesach, in the Chumash, you only have explicitly a din, you bring a menchasim and his kem kemeduba, you bring a korban, and in conjunction with the korban, you bring yayin and you bring a mincha. And then the Chumash has a mincha abo b'fnei atzma, different various menachas. The Chumash never says you can bring nesachim b'fnei atzma. But the Tanoim and the Mishnais in Zvachim learn out from psukim like that. You can be menadev Nesachim as a korban above if netzim. Well, what do you do with it? You pour it down the pipes, down the shisen. If you bring the nesachim in conjunction with the korban, you don't burn any of the wine. You burn it down the shisen. Pour it down the pipes, and this item is bech, it goes into the ground. But if you have nesachim haboim if netzim, that is the korban. So what are you burning on the Mizbech? So that's all discussion in the Gemara. If somebody was Menadev Nesachim as a Korban Abob if Neatzma, what do you do with it? So one opinion, it's a Gemara, shows that it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Do you sprinkle it lightly on the flames on top of the Mizbech? Which may or may not cause the flames to get extinguished. And that's an Isser. Eish Tomi Tukan HaMizbech Loi Sichbe. Amachab Eish on the Mizbech is Loike. He violated a lav, but that's a double shein in miskaben. You're trying to sprinkle it lightly, in such a way that the flame should cause the wine to evaporate. You don't want to extinguish the flame, but you know in advance that may or may not. There's a 50-50 chance, maybe even more than 50, maybe 85% chance that it will extinguish some of the flame, but it's not 100%. It's not a psikration. So the Gemara says, if you hold like the Tana, the Dovashenim is Kavin is Mutter, then it would make sense to say that one who is Manade, Viayin, Al Gavi Hamizbeach, you should sprinkle it on the fire, otherwise you're not giving any Matana. When you bring a carbon, you have to burn something on the flame, and the smoke goes up to the sky, so we visualize it as if the gift of the carbon, a carbon is a matana, as if the gift is delivered to heaven, as if it goes to their Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you bring in wine, not in conjunction with the carbon, the whole carbon consists of wine. It's not about a miyayin. And then you got to mizalaf it, al gabi ho'ishim, you got to sprinkle it on the fire. So if you all dovish any miskabin, also you can't do that. So you have to say, just pour it down the pipes. It goes down the shisin. But if you all dovish and miskavi mutta, that's how we pass can basically. Machlegs a beauty Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. Dovish and miskavi mutta. So it makes more sense to say that you should be mizalef the yayin al gabi ha'ishim. So the Gemara says, if someone is magdish menachas and nisachim, when he makes the kedushas peh, when he says on a bottle of wine, I want to be bring this as a carbon. It only gets Kedusha's damim al hamizbeach. When a person has a sack of flour and he wants to donate it as a korban mincha, it doesn't get the Kedusha guf al hamizbeach like behema, like an ofer behema. He says, I raise a oila, raise a shlamim, by balichayim, by behema. No, if he gets right away a Kedusha guf al hamizbeach by menachas and nesachim, that's the name of the perek in the end of menachas. A menachas hansachim mishikitshu bikli. Kolzman, he only made Kedusha's peh, it only has Kedusha's damim lamizbeach. When you put it in a klisharis, then it gets the Kedusha guf lamizbeach. But there would be a parallel. This is, Achreinim have it like this. There's such a ritva, the beginning of Kedushin. Just like by Behemoth, if you magdush and raise a oil, raise a shlamim, it gets a Kedusha saguf lamizbeach right away. But then when you do the avodah rishonim, when you do the shchita, we say sakam ekadish, that endows it with the Kedusha's carbon, a deeper degree of Kedusha, and Balechayim Einem Nidochim, the Psul of Dichoy can't be Chal before the Avoy Devishan. Dichoy is only Chal if the thing has a Kedusha's carbon. If it just has Kedusha Guf Lamizbech, it's not enough. The same would be true by Menochas and Nesochim. Even after you put it in a Kli, so it's has a Kedusha's Haguf Lamizbech, but it doesn't have a Kedusha's carbon until you do the Avoy Devishan. So the avodah divishana by the mincha is when you do the kmitza. The kmitza is parallel to the shchita. That's when we learned saita. So there was a long rashi in the beginning of the second parak on saita. That was a few years ago. We learned saita. So there's a rashi in the beginning of the second parak on saita where rashi explains a long tosefta that the Gemara quotes there, that there are dalar avodahs by a mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodahs adam. So the shchita by the korbanis is to be, Rashi explains, what's the definition of the avodah shchita? Shchita is, it's not the same as shchita schulen. Shchita schulen is to kill the animal, then it shouldn't be eva menachai. You don't want to eat it while it's alive. It's an zavuch. You have to shecht it, you have to kill it. But shchita by karbonis is a different definition of what shchita is. Shchita by karbonis, Rashi explains, is levarech chelok avoya, to separate the dam that you're going to be zorek on the mizbeach from the rest of the korban. So Rashi says the kmitza by the mincha is parallel to the shchita by behemoth and by oifus because you mevarech el gavoya. You take out the koimetz which you're going to be makriv on the mizbeach. So the din that a korban becomes nifsal b'yotzei only applies after it has a kedushas korban. When I just designated Hareza Oila, Hareza Shlamim, and Oila is a Kochi Kochim, Shlamim is a Kochim Kalim, he can be roaming around a Chutzlort, it doesn't become Nifsal B'yotze. It only becomes Nifsal B'yotze after he did the Shchita, after Avoid the Rishayna, that not only does it have a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, it has a Kedusha's carbon, so then a carbon can be Nifsal B'yotze. So the same would be true by Menachas and Sochem, after Kiddush Kli, even after Kiddush Kli, it only has a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, but it doesn't have the Kedusha's carbon till you do the Kmitza. So that's the question. What does Rashi quote the Medrash over here? That Yitzchak Avinu was Hukdash as a carbon oila, Aleu Sham Li oila, But the avoidance were not done on him. The avoidance were done on Ailach and Echaz Basvach Bekainov. Yitzchak Avinu was before Shechita. They never did the Shechita on Yitzchak. So before Shechita, he not Nifsal B'Yotze. So what does the Medrash say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak, if you go Chutz Loretz, you'll become Nifsal B'Yotze. Why? The Shechita never took place. That's apparently, the Chachmei HaMedrash understood that the avoidance that were done to the Ayalach and Nechaz Basvach Bekarnav were considered as if, that's why it says Ayalachar. Nechaz, a different aisle. What do you mean a different aisle? There was no other aisle. Means Ailach and Nechaz Basach Bekanov. The avoiders that were done to the aisle were considered as if they were done to Yitzchak. So Yitzchak had the status of a korban oil or la'achas chita. He could become nifsal b'yotze. That is a famous medrash that Rashi quotes. There's a pasuk at the end of the Tochech and B'chukosai. It says in the pasuk, "V'zachartis b'si Yaakov, v'afres b'si Yitzchak, v'afres b'si Avraham eskor, v'horetz eskor." So it says, on Avraham and Yaakov, it says eskor. V'zachartis b'si Yaakov. By Yitzchak, it doesn't say zechira. V'zachartis b'si Yaakov, v'afres b'si Yitzchak, v'afres b'si Avraham eskor. By Avraham and Yaakov, it does say the verb Zechira. By Yitzchak, it doesn't say. So Rashi, on that pasuk in Bechul Kaisa, at the end of the Teichach on Bechul Kaisa, Rashi explains, he quotes from the Medrash, Zechira is only Shaykh if I don't see somebody. He's not here. Oh, but I remember him. I saw him last week. But if someone is in front of you, you don't say, I remember you. I see you right now. I don't have to remember you. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Yitzchak Avinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have to remember. The ashes of Yitzchak are there on the Mizbech, and the Ribbono Shel Olam sees them all the time. The schus of Akedas Yitzchak is always stands by the Jewish people. What do you mean, Afra Tzavra Munach, but it was never burnt on the Mizbech? There never was a Shechit, it was never burnt. The answer is, all the avodas that were done to the Ayalach and Nechaz Basvach Bekana were considered as if they were done to Yitzchak. So not only did Yitzchak have the status, not only did Yitzchak have the status of a korban la'ach hashchita, that it could become nifsal b'yotze if he goes to chutz la'aretz, the haktorah that the ayalacha was turned into ashes was considered as if Yitzchak had had a haktorah. All the avodas that were done to the ayalacha were considered al pidin as if they were done to Yitzchak. And so the medrash has expression, Avod Sovra Murach Agabi HaMizbeach. Yeah. So that section, Chevel Aza, is really part of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't allowed to leave to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Chutz Lord, but Chevel Aza was part of Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he was in Gerora, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, I'm giving you Kol Arotz Yisrael. I'm giving you all of the what I gave to Avraham Avinu, and I give you now Chevel Aza also. It was a big mistake. It was Shaloi Kedin, it was a big political mistake and a halachic mistake in the first place, that they ever gave Chevel Aza away to the so-called Palestinians. The whole thing was a big mistake. Anyway, there was a big rally today, and we hope the Gemara has about rallies. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, some Rabbonim say that anyone who attends a rally doesn't believe in God. The Tanoim believed in God, and they believed in rallies. The Tanaim believed that when the Chazal have a comment in the Gemara and Makkos on the Pasuk in Shir HaMaalos, Amdos HaYiraglein B'Sha'arayich Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Amdos HaYiraglein B'Mochama, the soldiers are successful in a battle in the schus of Sha'arei Torah, the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, where they're learning, all over the world people are learning. So that's a schus that the soldiers have, in the schus of Liman HaTorah. We have to be mispalel. The pasuk says in Parshas Ba'aloischa, "Chisavoyah mochama be'artzachem alatzara tzareas ariyosem b'chatzaitzus." You have to have zaoka. Zaoka means something more than tefila. Tefila be'es tzara. You have to blow chatzaitzus. We don't blow chatzaitzus. We follow Rab Moshe has a tshuva in the first digress Moshe. How come we don't blow chatzaitzus on the tainis? For many centuries we don't blow chatzaitzus. Rab Moshe says we follow the Magen Mishnah. On the side of the Rambam, that the Mishnah Tkiyas Chatzot, the mitzvah Tkiyas Chatzot, is based tzara. Oh, it's a mitzvah. The Doris only applies to have Chatzot of the base amik. But in addition to the Kiyos Chatzai, there's a mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Lizuk Olohariya. Lohariya means to blow the Chatzai. So Lizuk means to be mispalad, bizaoka. Fila b'yesra, you have to add more. So people add Shiramalas and different prokimitilim that have tefillah. People add the Avinu Malkeinu, like in the days of the Tanaim, the Rabbi Akiva composed the Avinu Malkeinu on the Tainus Siba. And Tainus Siba, when you have Atziris Kishamim, when there's no rain, Atziris Kishamim is not a Vadai Sakonis Nefoshis, it's a suffix Sakonis Nefoshis. Here there's a Melchama, they're mamish every day. Jewish soldiers get killed. When they're fighting, they're getting killed every day. Mamish Shasa Sakon. So that for sure there's a mitzvah, Lizuk Olohariya. You have to daven something extra. You can't just plain daven like a regular day. So the Gemara has, you have to learn Torah in the schools of Limud, and you have to add tefillahs. And the Gemara says, you have a chiyuv hishtadlus. You have to... What do we need an army for? Let's just say Tehillim and sit and learn. The answer is no. That's a mitzvah. To go to wage war is one of the mitzvahs. What's the nature of the mitzvah? We have to act as if there were no Hashgacha Pratis. We believe there is Hashgacha Pratis. We believe in the schus of Limud HaTorah, in the schus of Tefillah. We stand a better chance of being Nitzal. Not 100% Vados, but we stand a better chance. That's why we daven and we learn. But in addition to that, you have to, if there were no Hashgacha Pratis. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, there's also given there about Megillas Tainus. All the Amim Tov that were added in the days of the Baisheni, every time the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle and other occasions, they made Yamim Tov. So the Gemara is a whole story. The Gemara tells a story. On one occasion, the Nochrim, who were Sholeit in Eretz Yisrael, made a gzera, Bizman HaBayis, they made a gzera against the Jewish people. They shouldn't practice Bris Milah, and they shouldn't learn Torah, and so on. So the Tanoim went to a Matronisa, they went to a Goyish woman who was high up in the government, a princess, whatever, and they asked her, what should we do? What do we do to undo this gzera? So she said, Chuv HaHafkinu, have a rally, have a demonstration. So that's Bederach HaTeva. So the Gemara says the Tanoim, listen to her. You have to do Hishtatlus Bederach HaTeva. That's what the Tanoim listened to, so they made. And then they were complaining. They had a rally at night when everyone is home. So they said, we're all Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Goyim and the Jews. We're all cousins. We're all related to each other. Why is it that every other nation has a right to exist and you're making Xeris against us? So the Gemara says, the Afghana helped. It's not a Pikusis to have a Havgana. The Tanoim did. The Tanoim listened to the Matronisa. She was the PR woman for them. She told them what you're supposed to do with Derech HaTeva. They knew the sod of learning and davening, but they didn't know anything about making rallies. So she told me, you have to have a rally. We hope and we pray that the rally will have accomplished something. Let's see. So where did we learn? Last week, I think, we learned till Chavbeis Amud Aleph, till the first white line. About how you learn Rosh Chodesh. Today we learned Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Chodesh. So there was a machlokes. How do you... The Parshas HaTamid every day has five psukim. How do you divide that into two aliyahs? You have to divide it into two aliyahs. How do you make... So it was machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. One opinion was the first Olal HaTorah gets 2.5 psukim, the second Olal HaTorah gets 2.5 psukim. So you made two aliyahs out of five psukim. And the Gemara says we don't accept that opinion. We don't. Or over here the Parsha Satamin has 8 psukim. I made a mistake. Parsha Satamin has 8 psukim. The Parsha Bereishis by Parsha Bereishis you have only 5 psukim. So that was the machlokes. Whether you lane 2.5, 2.5, or you lane 3 and you lane over doleg. You repeat the other pasuk. The same over here. Parsha Satamin has 8 psukim. How do you make 3 aliyahs out of 8 psukim? You have to have 9 psukim to make 3 aliyahs. The one opinion was that you take 5 psukim and you give 2.5, 2.5. You lay in a half a pasuk, and we don't accept that. The Gemara said on the first white line, Hilchus said, Doleg, we paskin, you don't lay in 2.5 psukim. Kol psukim, le paskin Moshe, we don't lay. But you Doleg, you lay over one pasuk twice. So that's where we left off last week. But then the next piece of Gemara, the next line of the Gemara has a shaila. Can you tell from the Mishnah how many aliyahs you give on a tainus tzibur? the Mishnah said that on a normal day, Sheni v'chamishi and Shabbos afternoon to Mincha and Chanukah and Purim is nothing. The Nokdush Sayyim, so may only give it three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh Chalamayit, there's a Korban Musaf, so you bring, so you get four aliyahs. Yontav, there's a Nisa Malacha, you give five aliyahs. And then we paskin la Alacha, like this Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel against Rabbi Kiva that on Yom Kippur gives six aliyahs. Because as an Isa Koris, if you do Malacha, not Slam like Yontav, an Isa Lav, an Isa Koris, and Shabbos he gives seven aliyahs because Shabbos has more. So the more important the day is, the more aliyahs he gives. So that's the shaila. Atayna Siba, you don't have any musafim, but you don't have karbonas on musafim, but you have an extra tefillah on musafim. You have ne'ilah. We mistakenly think that ne'ilah is a tefillah of Yom Kippur. It's not miyuchad davka to Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah is a tefillah satayinus. Whenever they used to have tefillah tayinus kishamim, whenever there was a tzivas kishamim and there was a chashash sakana, if there isn't going to be enough water, years ago they didn't know how to desalinate water. They had the whole Mediterranean there. Now that they know how to desalinate water, so you don't make any tiniest kishamim. It's just a question of money, but it's not, it's going to cost money to desalinate the water. But it's not going to be a suffix sakana. But until recently, they didn't know that secret, how to desalinate the water. So it was a bit of a sakonis nefoshes. The hamas can die. The people can die. There won't be, the vegetables won't grow. You can't irrigate. You can't water the ground with salt water. It's not going to grow. So that's a shaila. On a tiny seba, you don't have an extra carbon musa, but you have an extra tefillah. An extra tefillah. On sheni v'chamishi, when you're fasting, the tiniest kishamim, so you daven Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, and then you daven the Ila. Ila is the last Tvila. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Can you tell from the Mishnah one way or another? So the Gemara said you can't really tell from the Mishnah. The Gemara says Adio Kain, Adio Kair. The Gemara said you can't tell from the Mishnah. The Gemara has on six lines into the wider lines. Ela mehof, and this Mishnah lekla mashmuno. You can't tell. Because the diukim are conflicting. Can't tell whether it's three aliyahs or four aliyahs. Toshma, the Gemara tells a story. The Rav Ikla, the line begins with the word the Rav Ikla. Rav was Nishkin Koyen. Rav Ikla Lebovel. Rav learned in Eretz Yisrael. Rav and Shmuel both learned in Eretz Yisrael. Rav got, and they both decided there's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but there's also a mitzvah to service the Jewish communities in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara says that for many years, the Jews in Bavel were very, very frum, but they were big amaratzim. They didn't know Hilchos Shabbos, Taras HaMishpacha, Kashrus. They didn't know the basics, the ABCs, that all religious Jews, they didn't know. So Rav Shmuel both felt terrible. Why in Bavel there isn't enough learning? So they both decided that they're going to move to Bavel. Each one's going to found a big yeshiva. Each one founded a yeshiva in a different city. Then the Gemara says, the beginning of Git, Michiasa Rav LeBavel, after Rav Shmuel came to Bavel, and he established the yeshivas, so the Befanan Echta wasn't as chomer as it used to be before the days of Rav Shmuel, because the people knew the dinim, and the Gemara says they improved the situation tremendously. As big a mitzvah as it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, but they felt it's a bigger mitzvah to move to Chutz Laretz, to teach Torah to the Balabatim, Chutz Laretz. In earlier generations, there was a whole group of seven or eight or nine Tanoim, Amasya ben Chorosh and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, a whole group of Tanoim after the Churban Abayis, who moved to Chutzlar. They had a whole plan. Each one went to a different city and established a big yeshiva, because there was no learning in Chutzlar. So as big a mitzvah as it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, but they felt they have to service the communities in Chutzlar. Years ago, Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, anyone who's in Rabbonis or Chinuch in America is not allowed to go on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. You have to stay. He used to say, the captain of the ship is not allowed to leave until all the passengers are taken care of. And the general in the army is not allowed to leave the front until all the soldiers are taken care of. He used to say that the Rabbonim or Chinuch or Rabbonis are like fighting assimilation, they're fighting intermarriage, like the captain on the ship, and they're not allowed to leave Chutz Laretz to go on Aliyah. it's keneged adin. In my heart, I used to laugh, what kind of marshal, the captain of the ship and general in the army. Then I saw Rav Chaim Oizer was, I think we mentioned it once, Rav Kook knew Rav Chaim Oizer from the years that he learned in Balozhin. And when he became the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, he corresponded with Rav Chaim Oizer. He should move to Eretz Yisrael. And he had an apartment for him, and he had a parnasa, and he had a title. Rav Kook was going to be the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chaim Oizer was going to be Reish Kol Bnei HaGoyla, the chief rabbi of the rest of the world. And then the last minute, Rav Chaim Oizer backed out, and he sent a letter to Rav Kook, and they have that letter. They have a collection of all the additional letters of Rav Chaim Oizer that he didn't print in the Achiezer, in the three volumes of Jews that he printed during his lifetime. The third volume, the last volume, was printed in the middle of the Second World War. Yes, Jews was about the Second World War then. So Rav Kook, Rav Chaim Oizer in the letter, quotes from the Chuvus of the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So during the lifetime of the Chasam Sofer, reform was developing in Germany and Hungary, and they were making inroads. After the Chasam Sofer passed away, it was worse. It was even stronger than before. So his son, the Ksav Sofer, who took over the Rabbanus, the Chasam Sofer had a few sons. So the son who took over the Rabbanus in Pressburg, and the Maharam, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, were the main Rabbanim in Hungary, were fighting the reform. So the Maharam Shik had yeshiva, and one of the people who he gave smicha to was in Rabbanis, and he was fighting reform. They were all fighting reform, and he did not enjoy fighting reform. So he was offered, in those days, in the middle of 1800s, he was offered a Rabbanis in Eretz Yisrael. He should sit and learn and pass Kinshailas and give Shiurim, and they're going to give him a whole salary. So he packed all of his bags, and he decided he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to take up the offer. So he sent a letter to his Rebbe, to the Maharam Shik, to give him a blessing on the move. So the Maharam Shik sends him a letter. I can't give you a brochet shaloi kedin. So he has that mashal. He says, the captain of the ship and general in the army, and he says, people who are in Rabbanis and Hungary are fighting reform. So that's like the captain of the ship. And he says, Ha'isik b'mitzvah potam and ha'mitzvah. You're Isaac in the mitzvah fighting reform. He writes in the letter, the Maharam Shik writes in the letter, when you learned in my yeshiva, I didn't have the right to draft you into the army, to make you take a rabbanis to fight reform. Many of your classmates went into business, but you volunteered for the army, and you became a successful general. You were fighting reform, and you were very successful. So he says, you have no right to leave. He quotes a ritva and sukkah and sugya oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah. Not only are you pater, it's keneged adin. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle in order to do the other mitzvah, because since you're pater from mitzvah B, when you're oisik in mitzvah A, you're pater from mitzvah B. So it's like a dvar hashus. So you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah to take care of dvar hashus. That's what the Maharam Shik wrote to the Talmud. I can't give you a bracha on your plan that you want to move to Eretz Yisrael. It's keneged adin. You're not allowed to leave. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to have that lashon. I was always very surprised about that. Anyway, so Rav, when he first came to Bavel, so he was trying to figure out what's going on over there. He didn't know what extent they were Amoraim and what extent they knew. More tells Rav Ikla to Bavel, when he first came to Bavel, but Tainus Sibur, the first Tainus that he came. So they gave him an aliyah, kom kara b'sifra. We only know part of the story. We're not sure what aliyah Rav got. Rav was Nishkan Kohen and Nishkan Levi, so he should have gotten Shlishi. But there's a possibility, maybe the Medina de Gemara, a Talmud Chacham takes precedence to a Kohen. The Gemara says, Talmud Chacham has Kedima to a Kohen. We follow in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there was a Takanas HaGoinim, that you shouldn't follow the Dina de Gemara. Even the Medina de Gemara, the Talmud Chacham gets the first Aliyah, but the Goinim said it's going to cause friction, it's going to cause mikkas and learning than the Kohen. So you're making a statement, if you're going to give the Talmud Chacham the first Aliyah, you're making a statement that the Kohen is not as learned as the Talmud Chacham. So sometimes it's a dead giveaway, sometimes not so obvious. So the Gaon made a takana that you should never do that. You should never give the Talmud Chacham the first aliyah. They say, Rav Soloveitchik said over that the Vilna Gaon used to take the first aliyah on Leil Simchas Torah, because the Kriyas HaTorah, Leil Simchas Torah, didn't in the days of the Gaonim. It started later. So the Takanas HaGaonim, that you don't give the Kohen, you don't give the Talmud Chacham the first aliyah, never applied, and it was never made regarding Kriyas HaTorah and Leil Simchas Torah. So the Gro used to follow Din of the Gemara. And Leil Simchas Torah, say he took the first aliyah. Rav Soloveitchik didn't do that, but they told me that they were sometimes surprised. He would give different minhagim, he'd give three aliyahs or five aliyahs on Leil Simchas Torah. I don't remember. I think the Rav gave three. I don't think he gave five. Some say that the Kriyas HaTorah, the Marsham has a tshuva like this, that the Kriyas HaTorah, Leil Simchas Torah, Yilein V'zayis HaBracha, that's the Kriyas Simchas Torah in the morning. So the Marsham was asked a shaila, I think under the communists, they forced all the Jewish children to go to school on Shabbos, and so they would have to daven in between classes. They would have to chap in between classes. They wouldn't take any notes. They were religious. They were Shem Shabbos. They wouldn't carry anything to school, but they had to go to school. So the shaila was, what are they going to do for Kriyas HaTorah? They can't make Kriyas HaTorah in between one class and the other. There isn't enough time. They chap to daven in Shachris and Musav. They had to be in school all day long. So how are they going to learn Kriyas HaTorah? So the Marsham came up with this idea. The Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos morning, you can learn Friday night. It's not lav dafka in connection with Shachris. The normal thing is you learn Kriyas HaTorah after Shachris, before Hallel and before Musaf. If you have Hallel and Musaf, you have Kriyas HaTorah, like Amish Chodesh, and Kriyas HaTorah right after the Hallel. You have first Hallel, then you have the Kriyas HaTorah right after the Hallel. But that's lechatchila. You can have Kriyas HaTorah any time in the day. So the Marsham came up with this chiddush that just like on Leil Simchas Torah, apparently they gave five aliyahs on Leil Simchas Torah, Mezayis HaBracha, that's the Kriyas HaTorah for tomorrow morning. So he said you can do the same on any Shabbos, any Yom Tov. If you know you won't be able to lane after Shachris, so you should lane Friday night. You should lane Leil Yom Tov. You can be Yotze the Kriya. But other people, other communities have the meaning. You don't give five aliyahs. You're not laying the Yom Tov Dikei Kriya. The Ramah has that you're laying Parshas Nedarim on Leil Simchas Torah. What's Parshas Nedarim? So the Mishnah Berurah says some people mistakenly thought that you're laying Parshas Matos. That's all about Nedarim and Shavuos. That says that's a mistake. That's not what it means, Parshas Nedarim. Parshas Nedarim means those aliyahs that people usually pay extra money, that know their money to the shul, they auction off those aliyahs. The Yitin Lecha, whenever has brachas, Birchas Yankov, Birchas Moshe, when Yitzchak Avinu, when Yankov Avinu gave brachas. So those aliyahs that people usually, the Gabbai auctions off, and people want to pay extra money to get those brachas, so that's Parshas Nedarim. So the Kohen on Leil Simchas Torah, they learn one parsha. The Levi gets a totally different parsha. The Shlishi gets a totally different parsha. Each one gets a different parsha. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't follow the Vilna Gaon. He didn't have the biggest Talmud Chacham take that. He would look around and he would give the third aliyah to the biggest Talmud Chacham in Shul. That's Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara is supposed to give the biggest Talmud Chacham gets the aliyah. So Medina the Gemara, the one is the biggest Talmud Chacham, the whole shul gets even a makom kohen. So that far, Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to violate the takanas hagoyim, even on Leil Simchas Torah. But on Leil Simchas Torah, he would be makbid dafke to give the shlishi to the one whom he thought was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the shul, leaving out Kohen and Malevim, because they gave Kohen Levi the first two aliyahs. So the first aliyah you can get if you're not a Kohen Levi is the Shlishi. So you give the Shlishi. So here the Gemara tells a story. They don't know the whole story. By the time they brought it up, they don't know what aliyah did Rav get. They know Rav was Nishka Kohen, Nishka Levi. So did he get Shlishi or did he get them? Or did he get the first aliyah? Because a Talmud Chacham is supposed to get the first aliyah. So they tell a half a story. Rav, when he came to Bavel on a tiny Sibur, first time he was in Bavel on it, when he first moved to Bavel, first tiny Sibur, Kom Kora B'Sifra, he got an Aliyah, they called him up, we're not sure what Aliyah, Pasach Baruch, he said the Bracha before the Aliyah, Chasim Eloi Baruch. When he finished the Aliyah, he didn't say the Bracha. Why? What is that all about? Then the Gemara says, another thing what happened was, Nafu Kuliyama An Payu, everybody leaned over to say, Lai Nafu Lala Payu. And Rab did not say Tachnan. He didn't lean over to say Tachnan. That's the half of the story, so we don't know what it is. The Gemara says, well, look, let's try to figure out the Maisa Shai Michdi. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yisrael Kar, Rabbi Nishgeven Ken Kar, Nishgeven Ken Levi. So he must have gotten a Shlishi. My time, Chosam Loi Baruch. How come at the end of Shlishi, why didn't he say the Bracha Shanasan Lano? So it must be, Lam Shum Deboy Lemikra Achrinat Bahadei. Must be, Basrei, must be that there were four aliyas. Must be that on the Tanya Sib there were four aliyas. And the Mishnah says, Bizmana Mishnah, Rav, when he first came to Bavel, they didn't change the din. Mishnah says the one who gets the first aliyah says the Bracha Shabbacha Banu. One who says the last aliyah gets says the Bracha Shanasan Banu. So Rav must have gotten the third aliyah, and he didn't say Shanasan Banu because there's a fourth aliyah. And the one who gets the fourth aliyah is going to say Shanasan Banu. The last Alala Torah says Ashenak was not a Kohen, not a Levi. So he must have gotten a Shlishi. So how come he didn't say Bracha Ashenasamanu? So it must be that there's going to be a fourth Aliyah. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Lo, Rabbi Kani Kara. Rab got the first aliyah. That's why he said the Bracha Shabbacha Banu. He was the first Alala Torah. So Rav Huna, and there is such a din, Tamachachin gets the first aliyah. The Mishnah says in Midlav Hanizokin, in Perek Hanizokin, in Gittin, that it's a Takonis Chachamim that the Kohen gets the first aliyah, then the Levi, and then the Shlishi is the Yisrael. So how come Rav is not a Kohen? How come he gets the first aliyah? Well, I said, that's not a problem. The Rav Huna Kari Bikani. Rav Huna would take the first aliyah. He was the biggest Talmud Chacham in Shul. Medina de Gemara, that's Takad Halacha. The Talmud Chacham is Kodim to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good Sushtal. The Gemara says, Bishleim Rav Huna Kari Bikani. That we understand. Rav Huna got the first aliyah. Why? Afila Rabami Ravasi de Kana Chashivi de Ardiso Nekav Kai Filei le Rav Huna. They were all in awe of Rav Huna. Even the biggest Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael were kofu to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna was a big Talmid HaChamim. Ela Rav, how can Rav get the first aliyah? Iko Shmuel, the Kana Havi, the Dabar Alei. Shmuel was bigger than Rav. Shmuel, Rav had respect for Shmuel. And Shmuel was a Kohen. So why didn't they give the first aliyah to Shmuel? The Gemara doesn't tell the whole story. When they went to, they didn't come on the same boat. The Gemara tells they came on two different boats. One came before the other, and they were in two different cities. So somehow the Gemara assumes that on this occasion, Rabbi Shmuel, not necessarily that Rabbi Shmuel were both in the same shul, but the Gemara says Rav used to be respectful of Shmuel. So they ask, there's no tushtot. Rav Huna would get the first aliyah, because all the Kohanim in his generation looked up to Rav Huna. But during the generation of Rav, Shmuel was a Kohen. He didn't look up to Rav. But Dabra Alei, Rav was respectful of Shmuel. Not that Shmuel was respectful of Rav. Everything Gemara wrong. Shmuel nami mekav avakayif leile Rav. Shmuel was also respectful. He looked up to Rav. Rav who davar like covet, but Rav went out of his way to be mechabed him. The Gemara gives a whole reason why. Rashi tells you to look in the other Gemaras. because he had an incident with Shmuel. He hurt his feelings, so he used to be very respectful of him. But he only gave respect to Shmuel when it was before him, when they're both together in the same shul. But if Shmuel wasn't there in the shul, so this occasion, Rav must have gotten the first aliyah, because Rav was respected by all the others. Rav himself would give respect to Shmuel. Shmuel was a kohen. Rav would respect him. He would insist he should get the first aliyah. But on this occasion, Shmuel wasn't there in the shul. And then the Gemara says, "Achanami mistaba." That must be the interpretation of the story. The Rabbi Kani Kardis, it must be that Rav didn't get shlishi. Not that he didn't say the bracha shenasalana because it's going to be a fourth aliyah, and the fourth aliyah Torah is going to say shenasalana. It doesn't. If Rav got shlishi, so why did he say the bracha shalafanera? That the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Achanami mistaba." Must be. Maisu Shoya must be that Rav got the first aliyah. The Rabbi Kanikar, he took the first aliyah. He's all good. That would be Yisrael Kora. If you're going to say that he got Shlishi, so why did he say the Baruch HaShem Baruch HaBonu? L'fanah my time of Baruch. So the Gemara says, no. We had earlier that in the later generations, we had on the previous Omen, in the days of the Tanoim, and the Mishnah says the one who gets the first Aliyah says the Baruch HaShem Baruch HaBonu, and one who gets the last Aliyah says the Baruch HaShem Asan Lano. But in the days of the Amoraim, I'm not sure exactly when, Rav Shmuel were the first generation of Amoraim in Bavel. So, is it Rav Shmuel that every other today is a bracha shabacha bana before shenasan lana after. So the Gemara says, you're asking why did Rav say the bracha shabacha bana if he got shlishi? So the Gemara says maybe it's lacha takana. Maybe it's after the takana. So the takana was that every other latter says the bracha before and after. The Gemara says no, that doesn't make any sense. Yochi, if it's lacha takana, so lachra nami levarach. So let him say the bracha after us. Every other latter says the bracha before and after. So why did Rav not say the bracha shenasalano? That was the Maisa Shoya. They had a half a story. They don't know what aliyah. They don't know what aliyah Rav got. By the time the Gemara was discussing this issue, whether there are four aliyahs or three aliyahs on the Taina Sibur, one's going to come out that it's three aliyahs. They finally quote the Braisa on the days, only three aliyahs. The first, the Gemara was judging the possibility, maybe there are four aliyahs. So you can't say that Rav didn't say the bracha Hashanah Salon because there's going to be a fourth aliyah, and the fourth aliyah was going to say Hashanah Salon. So why did he say Hashanah Bracha Bonu if he got at the third aliyah? So it must be Alacha Takonah. Alacha Takonah, every aliyah says before and after. And Mara says, no, not necessarily so. Maybe, what's the reason why they introduced that every Ola Latera says a bracha before and a bracha after? The Gemara said before, Mepnei HaNichnosim, Mepnei HaYotzim, that there were a lot of people who had come in late to Shul, and they weren't there when the Kohen said the bracha before. So they may mistakenly think that you start Kriyas HaTorah by laning, you don't have a bracha lefaneho. And some of the people would leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they're not going to stay to the end. So they may mistakenly think, when you finish the Kriyas HaTorah, you finish the last Pasuk and Fartik, you don't say Hashanah Salonu. So because some people would be coming late, and they may mistakenly think that there is no Bracha Lefanecha on Kriyas HaTorah, and those who are going to be leaving in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, they're not going to stay to the end. So they may think that there's never any Bracha Lacha Kriyas HaTorah. So that's what they mean. Each other. The Gemara says maybe in the community was, and for the Gemara, Shani Hecha the Yosef Rab, maybe in that shul where Rab was dining, the male Eile Mefik Lainafki, the Gemara says. Maybe in his community there were people always coming late, that you always have, but nobody's going to leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So they only made a half a Takana, they made a Takana Mepnei HaNechnosim. Maybe Rab got Shlishi. And the reason why he didn't say bracha, maybe there is a revi. And the reason why he didn't say bracha shalach recha, on Shlishi is because the Revi is going to say the bracha shel achra. So why did he say the bracha lefonah? No, because in his community they just had half of that takona. And the later generations after Rabbi Shmuel, then they had both people coming late in the middle of Kriyas Hatar and people leaving in the middle of Kriyas Hatar. People have to run to work. But maybe in the days of Rav, maybe the community, that community was such, they were latecomers, but there was nobody leaving in the middle of Kriyas Hatar. So maybe they only had the takona that even though Rav got Shlishi, he said a bracha before, because maybe there are people coming late who didn't hear the bracha, Shabbacha Banu, from the first Aliyah. And Asher Nassanon is not going to say, because no one's going to leave. That's what the Gemara says. So we still don't know. We still don't know how many Aliyah. We don't know exactly all the details of this story. Which Aliyah did Rav get? Did he get the first Aliyah? Did he get the third Aliyah? It's unclear. So we don't know. Still don't know how many Aliyahs do you have on a Tainus Tzibah. So the Gemara says again, we can't tell. So then the Gemara says, then the Gemara tells a Braisa, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, about 10 lines from the top. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, it says on the side, Tainus Daf Chavtes, Chaldeus B'sheni B'chamishi, if there's a Tainus Sibra on Monday or Thursday, so Monday or Thursday there's a Takana from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Takana Ezra, Elaine, you give three aliyahs and Shein Vachamish. So Karim Gimel, Maftar Echad, you give three aliyahs. But what if the time of Sibur was Nigzar? You have a time of Sibur on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You don't make a time of Sibur on Friday. They should let you call us on Shabbos Kishum Mauna. That's not right. What if you have a time to sleep on any other day of the week other than Sheni Mechamishi? So then there's a machlek satanoim. How many aliyahs do you give? So the Tanakam is of the opinion, Kori Echonim after Echon, only give one aliyah. You only give one aliyah. And Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says, no, you never have less than three aliyahs. Lo and Koran, give them after Echon. You always have to have a minimum of three aliyahs. Can't have just a Kriyas Hatar, one aliyah. Why is it that Tanakam holds? If the Tainus Tzibur is on Sheni Mechamishi, that's Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu and Takanas Ezra, that you have three aliyahs. So you have three aliyahs. But if the Tainus Tzibur is on any other day other than Sheni Mechamishi, so we have the Takana really is, you should say, I have Torah. That's the Rav Soloveitchik. Takana is, you should say, I have Torah, because the Nevi'im give Tochocha and Musa. That's what the Tainus Tzibur is all about, the give Tochocha and Musa. So you really want to, you don't want to link, you don't really need Kriyas HaTorah. There's no Indian to link Kriyas HaTorah. It's not Sheni B'chamishi and Tainus Tzibur. The main thing is to lay Dusha Hashem B'Yimotza. To lay Musa and Techocha. But Hamafta B'Novi Tzach Shikra B'Torah Tchilim. They cover that Torah. If you're going to lay one Aliyah only Torah, you're not going to lay any Psukim from the Chumash that people may think that the Navi is just equally important to the Chumash. Sometimes you give a Kriyas HaTorah Psukim from Chumash, sometimes you have Kriyas HaNevuah, Kriyas HaTorah from the Navi. So they made a Takana now, HaMafta Menor Tzach Shikr B'HaTorah Tchila. Whoever's going to get the HaTorah has to lane something from the Chumash first. But all you need is one person for the HaTorah, so one Aliyah, that's all. You only need one Aliyah. So the Gemara said, that's a Beferish Braisa that says that you don't have four aliyahs. You don't have four aliyahs. So that's what the Gemara says a few lines later. And the Kotai Klolav Yodcha, this is the rule. Whenever the day has something extra, then the other day, so Sheni V'chamishi in Shabbos afternoon to Minchi, give three aliyahs. Chalamoy, then Rosh Chodesh, you give four aliyahs. Yantar, you give five aliyahs. Yom Kippur, you give six aliyahs. And Shabbos gives seven aliyahs. Each day has a little more than the other days in Shine. So then the Gemara quotes again the story that we quoted before. The line begins Gufa. Halfway down the Amud, on Chabes and Beis, the Gemara says, Gufa, let's go back again. Rabbi Yiklil Bava B'Tainus Tzibur. When he first came to Bava, the first Tainus Tzibur that he was there, they gave him an aliyah. Okay, so we're not sure exactly which aliyah they gave him. And how come we only did the bracha lefanah, not the bracha lefanah? We had different ways to understand, because we don't know all the facts of this story. Then the second part of this story was, everybody said Tachnu and Benefilu Shabbayim except for Rabbi. Rabbi Nafal Alapay. Mar says, my time Rabbi Nafal Alapay. How come he didn't fall Tachnu? Tachnu is a big Tachnu like a centaur, whether Tachnu is a Rishus or Tachnu is a Chayva. The Rambam's opinion is that Tachnu is a Chayva. Unless the Gemara says that Rabbi Shchaydish, you don't say Tachnu. Can we somehow get all of the noise out? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Leizer ben Hurkanis used to disagree with the Tanaim all the time. And they couldn't take it anymore, so they put him in Cherem. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Others say they took a neder that they're going to treat him as if he's in Cherem. But the Pasha B'Shan Gemara, they put him in Cherem. They didn't know how to deal with Rabbi Leizer. So he used to daven, because they put him in Cherem, so he had to daven home. So his wife was the sister of the chief rabbi, Rabbi Gamliel. So she was afraid that her husband, Rabbi Leizer ben Hurkanis, Rabbi Leizer HaGadol, the Yerushalmi says he's known as Rabbi Leizer HaGadol because of his humility. I don't know, we usually, when we see stories about Rabbi Leizer Gemara, doesn't the way it's presented, the Gemara sounds as if he was not so humble. But that's what it says in the Yerushalmi, that the reason why they called him Rabbi Leizer HaGadol is because of his extreme humility. That depends how you read it. It depends on the intonation. How you read all these Gemara. You have to get all the Gemaras with the intonation of humility, not with I'm the Balabaz and I know all the dinim. It's interesting. So the Gemara says every day when he would daven at home, he wouldn't go to shul because he was in Chirim. Every day when he would daven, his wife would be mapsik in between the Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnun, because the Tachnun enhances the tefillah. She was afraid that he would offer a prayer that the chief rabbi who put him in Cherem was his wife's brother. The chief rabbi may die. Rabbi Leizer HaGadol is going to daven to Rabban Shalom. He should take nekama from the chief rabbi and put him in Cherem. The Rabban Shalom is going to listen to the prayers. So the wife, every single day she was mapsik. It's a Gemara in Perek HaZoh, in Bava Metzia. So she would be mapsik her husband in between Shmoneh and that the tefillah should not. One day she thought that it was b'shchad and believe, talking to his wife in between the Shmoneh Esrei, the tefillah balachas, and the tachnun. So that day, Rabbi Gamliel died. That day, his prayers were accepted. Rabbi Gamliel. So the moral of this, right? The moral of the story is that tachnun to be recited right after the Shmoneh Esrei, Beli Hafsaka. You shouldn't talk, you shouldn't be mafsik in between. And Tachnun is mashlem the tefillah. So the Rambam writes that it's a chiyuv to say Tachnun, except to Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara tells, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and no one said Tachnun. So the Shabbos Yom to be said Tachnun. What? Tachnun. So the Rambam writes that Tachnun is a chayva. We don't really follow the Rambam Shita, because every Montag and Donishtik we leave out Tachnun on Lag Boimer, we leave out Tachnun on Tu Bishvat. You have days on Zayin Oder, some by Chassidim they leave out Tachnun on the Rebbe Zayortzeit. We leave out Tachnun a lot. So the Tur disagrees with the Ram. Tur holds in the name of the Goyim, Tur B'Shem HaGoyim, that Tachnun is a Rishus. So then if you don't want it, you don't have to say Tachnun. So that's why the meaning developed that a lot of days we leave out Tachnun. Different minhagim where they leave out Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. So minhag Sfard is that you leave out Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. Minhag Ashkenaz is that you don't leave out Tachnun on Pesach Sheni because it's not really Pesach Sheni. Because the Gemara says Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. It's not the Yud Dalet or Tezvav Ir. Yud Dalet Ir and late in the afternoon you shech the korban Pesach Sheni and you eat it Leil Tezvav. So Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. It's a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon B'Tahara Day Rov HaTzibur. That's how the Bavli says. That's how the Rambam quotes La'alocha. So Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kain Pesach Sheni doesn't exist. So the Minhag Sfard is that you make a Zecher, even though it isn't really Pesach Sheni, it's not a calendaric day. We didn't bring Pesach Rishon Agdei Rov HaTzibur B'Tahara. So there is no Pesach Sheni by us. But Minhag Sfard is, it's a Zecher LaMikdash. The days of the Beis used to have Pesach Sheni was a Shtikala Yanta for those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon. So they have the minhag Sfarad that you leave out Tachlin. The answer is Tachlin is only Mishus. You're not Mechuyev in the first place, not like the Rambam. So the minhag is like the Goyim, like the Tur B'Shem HaGoyim, not like the Rambam. Yeah. So the Gemara has this shayla. How come everybody else didn't feel a sapayim by Tachnun, and Rav didn't say Tachnun with Nefilah Sapayim? The Gemara says, why not? The Gemara quotes the whole story. Rav Lana, Kuli Amahan, Nafun Kuli Amahan Payu, everybody else did Nefilah Sapayim by Tachnun. Rav Lana, Nafun Apay, my time Rav Lana, Nafun Apay, why not? Everything more, there's a plus in Chumash. Every mask must sit in the Arzachem, the Ishtachlois, the Arzachem means Chutzla Migdosh. In Migdosh, the floor was Evan Maskis. The floor of the Beis HaMikdash was stones. And you mishtachle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mutter, and that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. The pasuk says by Bikurim. You bring Bikurim and you recite the Rami Avirovi, then it says the very end, you have to be mishtachle. So the Vilna Goyin in his commentary on Mishnah's Bikurim says that pasuk in Chumash, the Ishtachavisa, is not a din that's miyuchad to Bikurim. It's a din kol anichnasim lazar. Anyone who went to Zazara has to be mishtachve. That's why we say in the Musaf the davening for Yontif, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash from Nala Benirah, minishtachve lefanecha. Where does it say you have to be mishtachve from Nala Benirah? There's a mitzvah riyas ponim azar. The answer is, that pasuk that says by Bikurim is not specific by Bikurim. It's a din called, the Vilna Gaon says, kol anachnosim lazar, have to be mishtachve. And that's a recurrent refrain that appears in the Mishnah in Talmud. Mishnah in Talmud describes the Seder of every day pious, that a woman, there were a lot of Kohanim there. So everybody wanted to do Shechita, Kabbalah, Aloha, Zrika, Haktorah, all the different Avodas. So they had a whole system how to figure out who's going to do what Avoda. So every time a person did an Avoda, when he finished the Avoda, it says, Hishtachel Aviyotza. They would be Mishtachel on the floor, then they would leave. That's the going to the Dona Gwen. That's that based on that Pasuk. By Bikurim, it's not Miyuchat to Bikurim. It's Kol HaNechnosim Lazar. Whoever enters Lazar has to be Mishtachel. Hashtachel is not an Avoda, but it's a Kiyum, Bifnim. It's a Kiyum in the Azara. The Gemara says in Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem HaMefarish, Akan Avam Ham De Mazor Hakoy Mishtachel Mevodim Nafl Alpnei V'Yamre Baruch Shem Kol Machusel D'Yam Avoid. So the says Hakroivim Hayu. The Kohen Gadol was in the Azara, so the Kroivim, those who were in the Azara closer to the Kohen Gadol, they would be mishtachle and say Baruch Shem. Arachaykim, those who are chutz lazor, they were in the harabais, let's say the women in the Ezra's Nashim, didn't have Kedushas Azor, had Kedushas harabais. Rashi says in a few places in Shas, the reason why when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, that was a decision that they made, not to be Mekadosh the Ezra's Nashim, Kedushas Azor, because we have a din, Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Elal Malchi Beis David Bolvad. No one's permitted to sit in the Azor. If a Kohen is going to do an Avoida be Yeshiva, the whole Avoida will be possible. Shechita is Nishkin Avoida, so Shechita, strictly speaking, if you did Shechita in a sitting position, that would be kosher. But Kabbalah's Adam, Alochas Adam, Zrika's Adam, Akhtaras Emurim, these are all Avoidas. So the pasuk says, "Ki bom baruch Hashem l'shars lamod l'sharso l'levarach b'shma kadosh baruch Hu chose the kahanim in a sitting position." That can be done in a sitting position. But there's another in any Shiva Bazar, no one's allowed to sit in the Azara except for the Melech and the Malchus Beis David. That's a stira in Rashi in two different places. One place Rashi writes that this whole din is a din of the Rabban and Yeshiva Bazar. That the kohen has to stand when he does an avodah. That's a pasuk. That's a din deraisa. Ki bom baruch Hashem lam l'sharsa l'baruch bishma. The kohen have to stand to do the sharsa, to do the avodah, and to duchen l'sharsa l'baruch bishma. But then Yeshiva Bazar, no one's allowed to sit. So that's two Rashi's in Shas. One place Rashi writes, it's Aloha Moshe Messinai, a din deraisa, but it never appears in the Chumash anywhere. One place Rashi writes that it's a din derabbanan. That's what they quote from Rosh Soloveitchik. That can be it. That was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that Melech David Tamalach is going to be the Malchus HaNevcheres. So that's what Avelbala says. No, the Lashon probably was Enishu Bar Zora Elul Melech Mimalchus HaNevcheres, unless he's the Melech to Yidu Meshicha. So if he's a Melech from the Malchus Beis David, Yidu Meshicha B'Shem Mishchas Kodesh. You're using Shem and Mishcha as Kedusha. If you're not a Melech from the Malchus Beis David, then you didn't appoint, you're not appointed as a Kain Godel. Kain Godel needs Meshicha. It's Me'ila Behegdish. You're not allowed to use Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. So that's a Din Daraisa. That's a din deraisa. When you appoint a kain gadol bizman bayis rishon, they used to anoint them. They did mishicha. Yoshia Melech was goynes. The luchas with the shemen amishcha, with the tzintzenes amon. That's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So when it was goynes, the shemen amishcha. So how do they have kainim doilim in the bayisheni? So the gemara says, look, all the kainim in the bayisheni were meruba begodim. If you don't have Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, you have to make a Kohen Gadol through a Reba by wearing the Shmoyna B'Gadim. And Kohen Gadol, Kohen Ed, he wears Dala B'Gadim. Kohen Gadol wears Shmoyna B'Gadim. So you make him a Kohen Gadol by having him do Avodah wearing the Shmoyna B'Gadim. It's Boin Ka'achas. It becomes a Kohen Gadol by doing an Avodah by wearing that's Boin Ka'achas. So, in Bais Rishon period, when they would appoint a Melech from the Malchut Beis David, Al Pidin you need Mashiach. Unless it's a Melech, then Melech, he got the Malchus Beirusha, so then you don't need Mashiach. But the Gemara says, if there's a Machlokes, let's say when Dovra Melech was about to die, Adon Yoab ben Chagiz, we just had the Haftarah. Adon Yoab ben Chagiz misnaseh lima aniyam loch. He wanted to take over the Malchus. And Bathsheba went to David, her husband, and Nosan Anobi went, and they told me, you better appoint to him you want. So then they did Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, even though Shlomo HaMelech got the Malchus B'Yerusha from David, but because there was Machlaikas, so that's why the din requires, so you need Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. It's not a political statement. You better have Mashiach. It's a din like that. When the Malchus goes David B'Yerusha, Malchus Beis David, then I'll be din. If it's a peaceful transference of from the father to the son, then you don't need Mashiach. But if there's machlokes, then the din requires, not just the political statement, it would be Mila B'Shem and Amishcha. So the Rabbeinu Soloveitchik says, it's not that that was the Lashon of the Halacha, if you hold like that day in Rashi, that Ein Yeshiva Bazara is a din halacha moshe, we say a din deraisa, but it doesn't appear anywhere in Chumash. You have to say the lashon of the nusach of the halacha moshe, we say it was en yeshiva bazar elo lemelech mimalchus hanivcheres, and that remained to be determined later in history who's going to be the malchus hanivcheres. It turned out that it was malchus Beis David, but you can't say that was part of the lashon. That wasn't part of the nusach of the halacha Moshe Messina. When it was already told to Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be a David HaMelech, there's going to be the Malchus HaNevcheres. According to the other Lashon Rashi, the whole din is only the Rabbanon. Ein Yishiv Bazar is only the Rabbanon. So that's how they formulated it. It says in Tanakh that they did Mishich about the Malchus Yisrael also. Gemara said that was B'Shem and HaParsima. That was with parsimony oil. That wasn't real Mishich B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. Is a shayla about the Melech HaMashiach. And Melech HaMashiach will come. Mistama, there won't be any machloikas at that time. But that's the question. Is he called the Melech ben Melech? He got the Malchus B'Yerusha. The Gemara has a tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come the day before Mashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi will appear in front of the Sanhedrin. and he will tell the Sanhedrin that tomorrow the Melech HaMashiach will appear. That's based on the pasuk at the end of Malachi. Chagas Chai Malachi were the last three Nevi'im. And Malachi knew he was the last Novi. The Rebbe Shalom was angry at Klal Yisrael because when they had the Rishus to go back at the end of the 7 years of Golas Babel, the Ruba of the Jews didn't go back. So the Rebbe Shalom was angry. So he punished them. He said, he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. The Rebbe Shalom sends a Novi. They give us Musa, so we do tshuva. He's not going to send, he's angry at us. He's not going to send a Novi to encourage us to do tshuva. So he was angry, so he said, they're not going to send any more Nevi'im. But the Gemara says the exception to the rule was Gimel Nevi'im, Alu Yimayim, and Babel. Chagas Chai Malachi were needed. Each one had to say a different Nevu'ah and a different aspect of the Binyan by Sheni. Because that's halacha based on the Pasuk in Parashat Yisrael. L'shichtan Sidrushu Uvas HaShama Drosh Al Pi Novi. This phrase says, when you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to have explicit authorization from a Novi. Even if you can figure out archaeologically where the Makam HaMizbech is, where the Makam of all the Kelim, you know everything on your own, you still need a Novi. That's what it says. Drosh Al Pi Novi. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger put out a Shadlis of Chuvis that's called Binyan Tzion, because the first two Chuvis in the Sefer were center of Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha. Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha had this idea, we should build a Beis HaMikdash and bring carbonus, and he thought that he can solve all the problems. We're not sure what the big dekuna looked like. We have only Kohane Chazaka, we don't have Kohane Miuchasim. So he wrote a whole Sefer Drisha Tzir of Tzirish Kalash. It was a Talmud of Rabbi Gevega. They have his Horus on the bottom of the page in the big Yeridei, Chelukalu, Tzvila Tzadik. They're very good Horus, very Lamdashah. It was a big Talmud Chacham. So Tzirish Kalash wrote this whole Sefer. We should build a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger says, you can't. The din is the Shichnas Siddush Drosh Al Pi Navi. You need a Navi. That Sifrei is never quoted in the Gemara. So he said, no, but it's implied in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Gimel Nevi'im Ola Ma'an Mebal means that Rebbe Shalom is angry. He said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. But except for these three, Chagas Chai Malachi will need it because he can't build a Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Navi. So even though the Gemara never quotes that comment from the Sifrei and the Pasuk, the Shichnas Siddush Drosh Al Pi Navi, but it's understood from the fact that the Gemara says Gimel Nevi'im Olei Ma'im Bavel. They quote the Rav Avol Soloveitchik thought that that was correct, what Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger wrote. Those are the first two Tshuvas in the Binyan Tzion. That's why he called the whole collection on Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, because the first two Tshuvas were about rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a din kana nechnasim lazar. It have to be mishtachaveh, even though it's in Eben Maskus. But be'artzecha means chutz lamikdash yinad la Eben Maskus. See, to be'artzecha mishtachaveh is only a kiyam in mikdash. There's a din of bi'er anis. If a kohen who's kosher l'avoida goes into the heichal and he doesn't do any avoida, then it's a punishment of Misa B'dei Shemaim. That's the Rambam in the Smag. The Kesem Mishnah points to that. There's Machleg, the Rambam in the Smag. What if a Kohen Hedyot, a Kohen, goes into the Heichal, and he does his Tachva? He doesn't do an Avodah. Is that called the Bir Ekonis? Is Chai Misa B'dei Shemaim. His Tachva is a Kiyum in Migdosh, but it's not an Avodah. So you say Bir Ekonis means a Kohen went into the Echal and he didn't do Ben Ulam Lamizbech somehow. It's also their ice and he doesn't do an Avodah. If the definition Bir Ekonis doesn't do an Avodah, so Ishtachwa is not an Avodah. But Ishtachwa is a Kiyum Bifnim. It's only a Kiyum in Migdosh, not a Kiyum. Chutz LaMigdosh is no Kiyum Ishtachwa. Some have a meaning that when you come to Shul, you say, Matova Alach Yak Mishkan Esach Yisrael. So many, the Magen Avraham has 2 days, whether you should say that second pasuk or not. Ishtachva is only a kiyum in Mikdash, not a kiyum in Beis HaKnesses. So many hold it's not proper to say that. You should only say that pasuk when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, not when you come to a shul. So the Gemara says, they're trying to explain what the Maaseh Shaya, all the other people did in the Filos HaPayim, and Rav didn't. So the Gemara says, maybe in front of Rav, there was an Evan Maskil, an Evan Maskis. My time Rav Lanavel Apem Gemar Ritzbush Alabanim Hoysa. So where Rav was davening in Shul, he wasn't allowed to lean over because it was a Ritzbush Alabanim, and that's the Yisra, the Sittum Be'artzachem. Chutz Lamigdush, you're not permitted to be Mishtach Wala Shamayim on an Evan Maskis. Yeah, this din. Evan Mask is only Ritzba Shalabonim. You're not allowed to. We have a chumra from the Gainim. That's how they interpreted the Gemara here. Even though the floor, let's say, in the shul, is a wooden floor. It's a wooden floor. Maybe there's a floor below it. Maybe there's an Evan Mask is below it, and you're not allowed to be Mishtachla on the Evan Mask is, even though it's a floor below. So you have to put a talus to be mapsik. What if there's a carpet in the shul? So it says it depends. If the carpet is attached to the floor, just like there's a wooden floor in the shul. Let's say the shul has a wooden floor or a tile floor, whatever, and the tile on top of the wood. And then below that floor, there's an evamaskis. So the Gainam understood that that's an isa, because the wooden floor is not mapsik because it's mechubala karka. So if you have a carpet that's attached to the floor, also it's attached to the floor, so that's not chaytzeitz. If you have a rug not attached to the floor, then you wouldn't have to put the talus to be mafsik. A lot of people put the talus by their knees, at their knees, the trousers shouldn't get dirty. That's not what the talus is all about. The talus is supposed to be mafsik by your face, that you shouldn't be in violation of. Ishtafor is only if you have, not only if he's only kneeling on his knees, but he doesn't lean his face over, then that's not called Ishtafor. That's called Kriya. Ishtafor means he's kneeling and his face is parallel to the floor. So if you put a talus or a carpet that's not attached to the floor, you put a talus in between your face and the floor, then you're not in violation of Ishtachvois. He didn't do Ishtach. That's Kriya. That's not Ishtachvois. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that when the first time he ever saw women kneeling by Kerim in the Chazaras HaShatz on Yom Kippur, when you say the Seder Avodah, to when he went to university in Germany, by the Yekkes, the women all kneel on the floor. So he started to wonder how come in Lithuania he never saw that minig all the years that he lived in Lithuania. So after a while, he realized that it says, Hakravim hayu mishtachvim. Those in the Azara, Ishtachvoa is only a kiyum in the Migdosh, and the part that has Kedushas Azara. And as the Snashim didn't have Kedushas Azara, only have Kedushas Arbais, Ishtachvoa is not a kiyum there. So the women never, and in Beis HaMigdosh, the women never bowed down. So what are we going to make a Zechel of Migdosh? The women never bowed down in the Beis HaMigdosh. Why should they bow down in the Shul? The men used to bow down. The men were in the Azara. Said the men would bow down on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash. To make a Zechel HaMikdash, they should bow down in the Shul also. So that's what the Gemara says. In front of Rav, there was a Ritz B'Shalabonim. In front of the Balabatim, there was no Ritz B'Shalabonim. The Gemara says, Yochi, if Rav didn't kneel on the floor, didn't do Ishtachvoa by Tachnon, didn't do Nefilas HaPayim. The Nefilas HaPayim, in the days of Gemara, they would lay down on the floor. Some of the Rabbanim from Teiman still do like that. In Eretz Yisrael, they have Teiman Asher Rabbanim. When they say Tachan every day, they kneel on the floor all the way, Pisha Daim Raglaim. And they have to be careful like we do on Yom Kippur to put a talus to be mafsik. The Gemara says, where Rav was, there was a problem. But where the Tzibah was, there was no problem. So the Gemara says, Nu, Velezel Gabi Tzibur Limpal Alape, why didn't Rav walk over to the other half of the shul, where he was, there was Evan Maskis. When he walked to the other half of the shul, Gemara says, if he would walk over, all the people would stand up out of respect for Rav and didn't want to make a tircha de tzibur. The Gemara says, perhaps another suggestion, maybe the Balabatim only didn't feel us up like we do, but Rav did pisha daim raglaim avi yovad. Ukidula, that is din. Evan Maskel Asitnu, the other people in the shul didn't feel us up like we do. But Rav was going to do Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's what the real issue is. Kidula, the Amarula, the Asatar Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim Ovad. I said, why didn't he? So let him, if there's an Evan Maskel, so let him do Tachnon the way the Balabatim did. With that piece of dialogue, I said, no, I didn't want to change his minute. Okay. Okay. Again, I apologize for coming late, and I apologize that I wasn't able. I thought I'd be home 2 hours earlier than I came home. There were so many people went by plane, so we had to wait a very long time till I got home. The people who went by train got home before the people who went by plane. Okay, Leonardo, next week we'll continue on the Gemara.
Thank you.